Time magazine has chosen a woman of the year, Philippine President Corazon Aquino. We have taken our own Face the Nation look back on this very momentous year, 1986, and have put together this retrospective. As the year began, the handwriting was on the wall for President Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines. Ready to take his place, housewife turned opposition leader Corazon Aquino. Mr. Marcos says the Philippines is not ready for a woman president.
Sex is no longer the issue here. It is a matter of credibility. And the Filipino people, judging from their enthusiastic reception of me, do not place any, liability in my being a woman.
What would happen to your country if Mrs. Aquino became president?
The country would become communist.
Is there any, under any circumstance, in which you would step down?
Well, that's ridiculous. That's foolish. Why should I step down?
Have you been assured that you could seek a safe haven here?
Well, I don't. No, I never asked. Because I don't intend really to come to the United States.
Terrorism preoccupied the Reagan administration, and in April it became clear the president was going to carry out his threat to attack Gaddafi of Libya.
He has not yet made that decision. It is one of his options, but he has not yet made the decision, and I can't talk about that.
Can you tell us if there's a timetable for decision making?
No, there really isn't a timetable. But the time is winding down and the time is getting short.
24 hours later, American bombers struck.
You seem to be bent on the idea of showing that what we did didn't work or is wrong or something. I don't quite understand that. Obviously, Gaddafi and Libya in Gaddafi's hands is a major problem. And he has killed people all through Europe. He has mined the Red Sea. He is an aggressor in Africa. There's nothing good to be said for Gaddafi, and I hope he hears me.
Two incredible failures of technology led to tragedy on a world scale. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant accident in the Soviet Union and the blow-up of Challenger with seven American astronauts aboard.
Well, these solid rocket boosters are some of the sturdiest parts of the entire shuttle system, were considered primary structure and not susceptible to failure.
I was asked if it was worth seven lives. And I said, that's a hard question for me to answer because one of the lives was somebody so very dear to me. But I believe the country needs the manned space program.
No second thoughts?
No second thoughts. I'm going to miss the heck out of him. I loved him dearly. But no second thoughts.
Pardon President Reagan got credit for phrase, a massive overhaul of the tax code in which tax rates were sharply reduced. Everyone says that this bill is going to create enormous deficits in the out years. We're just going to see our taxes go up, aren't we?
No, now, Leslie, you know that isn't true.
No, I don't know that isn't true, Senator. The summit at Reykjavik ended in confusion with reports that the president had agreed to eliminate all nuclear weapons. His staff put a positive spin on the outcome.
Just think of what they called Reagan when he first came in, the bomb thrower and all of this. Here's the man now that has taken this so far that people are saying, whoa, back up. Hasn't that really changed thinking?
Ronald Reagan, the peacenik, huh?
You got it.
The president's luck took a turn for the worse in early November, starting with the elections.
I believe when it's over, we will be in the majority, and I'm looking forward to two more years in that position.
Both houses of the next Congress will be controlled by Democrats.
But before anyone could analyze the results, the Iran scandal hit the headlines, revealing that the administration had sold arms to the Ayatollah to get the American hostages released, and then gave the profits to the Contras.
Will there be any more arms shipments to Iran, either directly by the United States or through any third parties?
Under the circumstances of Iran's war with Iraq, its pursuit of terrorism, its association with those holding our hostages, I would certainly say, as far as I'm concerned, no.
Do you have the authority to speak for the entire administration?
No.
That was 1986.